Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Third quarter, you know, y'all were able to come out in the third quarter and, you know, get the job done. You know, sometimes, you know, it's 50-50. We know how those adjustments can be coming out at halftime. But speaking of those adjustments, Coach, what was some of the adjustments you made at halftime to establish a rhythm in that third quarter?
Well, it comes down to the players executing. They did a good job with some of the things we wanted to do. Look, it's not like I've said this before. You don't go into halftime and switch 50 things. You know, you're doing that constantly throughout the game. You're doing it after the first series, whether that's a particular guy, something that you had in during the week that you thought was good, and you're constantly changing, Mook, and you're talking about it on the sideline in the first quarter and then the second quarter, and you usually have a plan when you go in there in the third quarter, but, you know, it's not like some, you know, magic potion you take at halftime and this is what we're going to come out and do. You know, you're doing that throughout the game, and that's our philosophy.
Now, how comfortable was it for you to call plays knowing that you got good balance with run and pass out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's not really any different than, you know, the Miami game or the Patriot game. Look, we're a week-to-week team. You know, balance is important if it's working. And if one of them's not working, then you better not have too much balance. You better do the other thing more. So, you know, I thought the guys did a good job with the things that we worked hard on in the bye week. And again, credit goes to the players for executing that stuff.
Absolutely, Coach. Something to build on. Good job. Good luck this week.
Thanks, Mook.
I want to stay right there. You mentioned you liked what you saw. Taking what you guys went through during the week of practice from what you did the deep dive in the running game and applied it onto the field, what specifically did you see that they carried over from that extra running period that you guys added, and how much do you think that really was what helped get things going yesterday?
Well, I think it's all important, John, in the bye week, and it starts from the head coach and the schedule that he sets, from how much time the players have off to when they come back, to our meeting structure, to the time that he gives the coaches, you know, a chance to go ahead and really, you know, dive into the things you need to dive into. I think Sean sets up a really good plan and structure for the bye week for us to follow. And then you change and adjust. You know, you only do so much. As a coach, you can do a lot during the week and make certain adjustments during the game, but that's our job, is to, you know, switch things, maybe how we practice, put groups together, you know, have different types of meetings. So I think it's really the process and the things that you do leading up to that help you. And, you know, our coaches did a really good job, and you know, the players did a good job with it.
I know Devin and Zach specifically both felt going into the game, and even Devin mentioned afterwards, that extra period you guys had in practice last week focused on the run was really beneficial. Is that something that you will – keep doing moving forward, and how much of a conversation do you have with the backs and maybe the offensive line or other guys in regards to making a decision like that?
Yeah, well, we sit down as a coaching staff each week, John, really each day. You know, it's not just a set schedule and a set practice and this is how we're going to do it. You know, you got to take a look at where you're at and things you need work on. And, you know, if it's, you know, taking care of the ball in traffic or whatever it may be, you know, that's your job as a coach to do different things to help your players. It's, you know, it's not just you're doing this and this and this and this. I think as, you know, as a coaching staff, it's your job to say, okay, look, we're falling a little short in this area. Let's work on this a little bit more, or let's throw more of these plays in here and less of these plays. You know, I thought we we worked on the screen game the past couple of weeks, and some of that has paid off. You know, the run game period is fine, but you know, each week, John, is a different deal of where you're at as a team and what you need to improve on. And the things that you need to improve on, that's the things you try to focus on. You can't get it all. You know, you don't have, you know, unlimited hours to do that.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Hey, Coach. Dante Lasting, Bills.com. How you doing?
Hey, Dante.
What has gone into the high success rate of the trick plays in recent years?
Yeah, give the credit to the players. They're the ones out there executing it. You know, we do our best to do our due diligence on, you know, plays that might have a chance for that particular week. And some of them are check with me plays that, you know, you only want versus a certain look. For example, the Cole play that he threw yesterday, that was a check with me play. And we had it called against Arizona at the same, kind of the same area. And they gave us a different coverage and Cole scored on that one too. So that was been a good play for us the past 2 weeks, you know, the first play or the second play. But you know, it's a player's game. They got to go out there and they got to execute. You try to call it at a timely fashion when you think it's got a chance to work. And then you got to trust the players. You do it at practice, Dante, and you work on them. And you know, if they look good, you keep them in. And when the time's right, you try to call them.
Absolutely. And one more for you. What does Andre Roberts' returning ability add to this offense?
Oh, a lot. You get field position. And that's a couple less first downs that you have to try to pick up or yards you have to get to try to get in into the scoring zone. So he's been a valuable piece to our football team, whether that's as a special teams player, you know, a receiver that knows all the spots, or just basically a leader.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hey, Brian, Thad Brown. Good to see you. How you doing?
Hey, Thad.
First, I got to ask, is there a third variation on that Cole Beasley touchdown play that's now 2 for 2? And if not, is there going to be one? Because obviously the success rate is pretty good so far.
No, I think we'll put that one to bed. And again, some, you know, you have them in some weeks and some weeks you don't, Thad. You know, based on what you perceive you're going to get. And, you know, if you can group some things together, you group them together. If you can't, you go ahead and let them rip. But no, that was it's been a good play for us.
I want to ask about in the second half, it seemed like you guys made a pretty concerted effort to get Stephon in the game after he had one catch, but didn't count in the first half.
It was a big one, though.
It was. What kind of went into that decision after the half to get him more involved? And I think from the outside, you see his number is 7 for 39. You think moderate success. How happy were you with how that panned out for you?
Yeah, well, he's a valuable part to our offense. So, again, there's ebbs and flows to every game, and there's things you can go in with and that you want to attack, and then sometimes you got to change those things, again, rather quickly. So, you know, we got the ball out pretty quick to him there at the second half and the beginning of that third quarter. You know, but each play, based on what we're getting, it could go to him, it couldn't go to him. So those were just some plays that we had dialed in that, if they gave us the right look, Jocks were going to get it to them. And, you know, I can't say enough about Steph because each game is different, you know, so receivers love to catch the ball and, you know, heck, they want to throw it 50 times a game, 60 times a game. And sometimes that's, you know, that's what we have to do. And other times it's not. And just the leadership that he shows on the sideline, you know, he was great at halftime. He was great, you know, with the defense. He was great with the offense. He's one of our best leaders we have on our football team. And, you know, I thought he provided a lot for us. And we're going to need that, you know, this stretch here.
Your philosophy in general this year has been, you know, take what the defense gives you, but is Stephon's talent and ability and productivity, everything he's brought this year, does that kind of give you a reason to maybe fudge that rule a little bit and want to get that ball in his hands more often?
Well, I don't know how, I mean, he's got a lot of targets this year. I don't know, relative to the other guys in the league, I'm sure it's up there. So, yeah, we do that with him.
No, I know you have. You know,
just like that play that he got the 48-yard pass interference penalty. You know, we had practiced this particular play versus a coverage that they play a bunch of, and they gave us a completely different coverage. And we said, hey, if we're going to get this coverage, let's go ahead and take a shot on it. We didn't practice it against that look. Josh read it right, and Steph ran a good route. We got it was a big play to start the game to get points on the board early. But, yeah, certainly you want to, you know, whether it's Cole or whether it's Diggs or Smoke when he's around or whoever it may be. You know, that's what you try to do. You try to get the ball to your guys and, you know, spread it around the best you can. Obviously, he's a guy that we like getting the ball to.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, Brian, it's Kim Jones. Okay. I think in life, so it translates in football, we sometimes make our own adversity. I know I have. What did you learn from your group yesterday?
Well, we have a resilient group. We got a good group of veterans, Kim. And, you know, I think Brandon and Joe and their staffs do a good job with the young players. And the veterans really do a great job with the leadership of the young guys. You know, we have a confident group. The NFL is hard. Games are hard. They're not always going to be perfect. You know, we had three turnovers there, which prevented us from scoring some more points. But they're even keeled. And that's what we preach. You can't get too high. You can't get too low. There's going to be, you know, it could be a dip early in the game. It could be in the second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. Like, it's not going to go your way in an NFL game the entire game, or seldom does it do. There's six or seven games this year or this past week that went down to 2 or 3 points. These games are tight. This was a team that, you know, every game they lost, it was a one-score game.
Right.
So we knew it was going to be a back-and-forth battle. This was a talented team that all the scores were one score, except the one that they won. I think they beat Jacksonville 39-29 or somewhere around there. So, you know, to be up by 10 at the end of the game there, you know, we worked hard to get to that spot. Obviously, we didn't score as much as we like based on those turnovers, but they're a confident group, Kim, and they're a bunch of hardworking people that are tough and they're smart. They're just a pleasure to work with, and you know, I wouldn't trade any of them.
As close as we know you are with Josh, do you pull him aside last night or today, or how do you handle him at this point in his career?
Really, not much differently. Okay. Great relationship. There's a lot of really good things that Josh does every game. And there's some that we got to correct. And I think that goes for everybody. But he knows how much confidence I have in him. And that's never going to change.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Brian. So we're 9 games in. Actually, sorry about that.
That's okay.
9 games in for Brian Winters. You guys have gotten a chance to, you know, get him out there. He's remained in the lineup. Obviously, he's doing something that you guys like. What have you been your impressions, and how do you think that he's done through these 9 games?
Yeah, he's done a good job for us. He's tough. He's smart. He's got good veteran presence out there. He's a good communicator with the group. You know, glad we got him.
And in terms of last game, the Chargers game, offensive line play, obviously you guys got that run game going quite a bit. How did the line, you know, this is the first iteration of this particular version of the line, how did they perform?
Yeah, they did a good job. Obviously, you rush for 170 and average, you know, whatever it is. And that was a little bit of what we're trying to get done, particularly that game. This was a good pass rush unit, particularly Bosa. And, you know, we chipped and slid, but he's going to make his plays. You can make a highlight reel of this guy. He's a fantastic player. And their guys fought. They played tough. It's never going to be perfect. It never is at that position. I don't care who you are or how many all pros you have. Like, that's a hard spot to play. They work together well. We just got to keep on grinding it out and getting better.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Matt.
I'm curious what you think or what you've seen of Zach Moss in pass protection as he's gone on his rookie year. I know that can be a big piece to getting those rookies on the puzzle or, you know, getting him onto the field.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think Skip's done a really good job. And so has Zach with that. You know, the first thing is to really identify the guy that you have or the particular guys that you have. And that's not always the easiest thing coming from college and integrating in and missing some OTAs, but you know, all the young guys that I've ever had that can play on third down for us, which we have no issues playing with him, know who to block first. And then he'll throw his body around there. He's stout. You know, he did a great, fantastic job down on the goal line. I thought really set the tempo early, got a good cut on Joey there on the touchdown to Dawson. But tough, he's stout, knows who to block. You know, he can play on first and second down, and he can play on third down for us.
I know it was only one catch for Dawson Knox, but just knowing what he's gone through this year, how badly do you think he needed that one?
Yeah, I was happy, you know, for him and for the team, and it was a good catch. You know, that was a heater, a little high. And you know, it's funny, we had practiced that same play on Friday, the same exact spot, the same exact situation, and Josh threw it up there pretty high, and he came down with it, but we were out of bounds. So we ran it again, and the next time we ran it, the defense covered it. We ended up throwing it to base, but it was almost like deja vu on that play because it panned out the exact way it did in practice, except he did a great job with his footwork this time and got it down. So it's good to see translate in practice to the game. I'm happy for Dawson. You know, Dawson works extremely hard, and he's going to continue to do that. Have a lot of confidence in Dawson.
And I know you guys weren't in the facility today, but what could you gather just about how Josh is feeling? I know he got rolled up on a little bit. Seemed like he was fine in the second half, but what can you gather about how he's doing?
Yeah, I think he's doing right. Normal stuff after a game. You know, it's Monday right here. So we'll see as the week goes on. That's usually with all the players that come after a physical game.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian, John Worrell, AP.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Bit of an off-the-wall, non-Bills-related question, but can you appreciate are you aware of what Jarrett Patterson did for UB on Saturday, and can you appreciate or imagine a guy who can rack up more than 400 yards a game in one game and 8 touchdowns?
Yeah, no, I saw that across the ticker when I was watching those games. You know, don't have too much invested in that time-wise in terms of seeing people like that, but to see those numbers, you know, that's an impressive at any level. Impressive at St. Francis.
Would it surprise you? I mean, he was overlooked by a whole bunch of schools?
Well, no. I mean, Josh was overlooked by a bunch of schools too.
Good. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Hey, Brian, it's Jay with Buffalo News. Way to get that St. Francis plug in there. Nice work.
There you go.
Sean talked earlier about, in general terms, just about Jake Fromm. And when you see the situation that happened with Denver, you can kind of see what you guys are getting after there with Jake. Just in as much detail as you can provide, can you just give us an idea of how week to week you're keeping him ready with him being away from the team?
Sure. I think, you know, you credit the guys that work with him, you know, Doris at times and Shay Tierney, those guys do a good job with him. I just, you know, I think that has a lot of, you know, forward thinking in terms of what Brandon and Sean talked about and how we wanted to handle this situation. You know, obviously that's a tough situation for Denver, how that turned out. So we're just trying to do our due diligence in case anything like that may come up. But he's, you know, he's kind of away from the guys and, you know, works real hard to stay into it. Not ideal situation, but the situation that we're in. So I just think it's, you know, Sean and Brandon, you know, trying to stay on top of the game.
Obviously, his development is different than what it would be in a normal non-COVID year. But do you feel like he is developing as a player, even in this situation?
Yeah, you have to be. I mean, you're still talking with coaches and meeting with coaches and doing some things, you know, albeit on your own or away from the group a little bit. But, you know, I'm sure he's, you know, from the day one he stepped in to where he's at now, I think he's made some improvement. It's always hard to judge until you're out there and you're doing it and there are live bullets. But, you know, he's doing the best job he can. I think we're doing the best job we can to ensure that there's improvement as it goes on and we're ready to go if we need him.
And then just lastly for me, you touched a little bit about seeing that news of the Broncos. As an offensive coordinator, could you possibly imagine a scenario like that?
Now I can. Now I can. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough sledding. You know, day before or whatever it may be before a game, that's not easy to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.